Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Tuesday, March 31st, year 2015. Well, today we paid our final respects to the Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, and what a life celebration service it was there at the Greater Ebenezer AME Church, where Pastor Granger Browning is the pastor. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful, wonderful service. Our prayers are continually going out to the Long family and the Scripture Cathedral Church family, as well as all those who had been touched and loved by Bishop Long. And you know, you're going through a tough time right now, and I know it's very difficult, because I'm telling you, man, it's just hard to believe. But, you know, God, you know, he knows all, and believe it or not, and you know this, well, we all too have to take that route. So as my grandmother used to say, make sure your call is that one of election. Sure, be sure, you know, that everything is in order. So when your name and your number is called, you'll be ready when he comes back for you. I'm just going to give you just a outline of the service on today. I know many of you, some of you watch it on Ustream, and others didn't get a chance to witness it at all. So I'm just going to give you just a recap a little bit. The presiding was the Archbishop Alfred Owens of the Greater Mount Calvary Church here in Washington, D.C. headquarters. And he did an outstanding job. I'm telling you, it was awesome. It opened up with invocation by Pastor Beecher Hicks, and the Old Testament reading by Bishop Alfonso Brooks, and the New Testament reading by Bishop Donald Wright of DeBach Ministries. Of course, we know Bishop Alfonso Brooks from the Way of the Cross ministry. Then the choir sang a selection, They Got the Word. Now, the host pastor, Pastor Granger Browning, he gave greetings. And then we have remarks by distinguished guests, Attorney Lawrence Ark, Arnold Williams, CPA, Reverend Donald Isaac, who was a representative for Mayor Muriel Bowser's office, the D.C. mayor. Then we have acknowledgement by Alicia Sharp. And another selection by the renowned Bible Way Radio Choir. And they took us home with Wonderful Is His Name. Beautiful, 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 beautiful hymn. Then there was a poem that was read by Rona Long. This is Bishop Long's sister-in-law. And a poem that was written by Mother Long, I Will Always Love You. Beautiful, beautiful poem. And then Al Jones from the Portsmouth area. I know Al Jones, Church of God in Christ there in Norfolk, down in Norfolk area. He was representing the sons of Bishop. Of course, we know that Bishop Long has many, many sons in the gospel. But so Bishop Al Jones was the voice to represent, because there was just so many in time, would not allow it. And then we had remarks by Bishop Robert Sanders of Baltimore, who represented Cool JC, the Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ, where Bishop William Bonner sent his love. Of course, we all know that Bishop Long was out of that organization. He spent many years in that organization, did great work. Then there was Bishop Alfonso Brooks with his remarks, and I'm telling you, he just ripped the place up. He gave his testimony, and he talked about how he struggled in ministries for so many years because they was taught, you know, that women didn't have, you know, they had a certain place in ministry, you know, but not in the gifts, operating in the gifts and the ministry in terms of the preached words, evangelism, and things like that. And he said that a few years ago he was sick in his body, had cancer that was all through his body. And he read a book by Apostle C.L. Long, What About the Woman? And he said he was in a service, And the Lord spoke to him and said, allow the woman of God to lay hands on you. And could you imagine that? You know, you spending all of your life preaching against women preachers and the gifts, you know, women having gifts in the church and exercising that. And, you know, for him to hear that in the service, but God say, look, allow the woman of God to lay her hands upon you. Well, he was obedient, and she laid her hands on him, and the Lord completely healed his body. Now, of course, you know, the church went up, and not, you know, he mentioned about denomination, and he said, look, we are all of the same church, the same one body. We just had different names and how so long he just went, and he felt the way of the cross was the only church and the Bible way, and he said, but God showed him. You know, that church was just, it was just messed up. The pastor book just messed us all up. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful service. And then, of course, Bishop Floyd Nelson, I call him the dancing bishop. Because when Bishop Alfonso Brooks got finished, it was time for Bishop Floyd Nelson remark, and you know, he just went into praise mode, okay? Then we had a selection by Pastor Kirby Brown. Y'all remember Kirby Brown, just to sing with Hezekiah Walker, had many hits with Hezekiah. He sang I Won't Complain. And the eulogist was by Bishop Stephen Hall. And y'all may say, who? Yeah, we all said the same thing. Who is this guy from Atlanta, Georgia? Well, he preached out of Genesis 5:24, and his topic was walk with God. And he had 3 points that he brought forth: personal prerogative, peculiar path, and peaceful passage. Those are the 3 components and elements that you're going to deal with when you're walking with God. It has to be your choice, your personal prerogative, and then you have to. And then when he, you know, when you walk with him, he takes you down a peculiar path. He says, you don't understand. It's a peculiar path. He said, but then there's a peaceful passage. Oh, my Lord, about that brother preach. And then the choir, you closed us out with Caught Up. And, of course, Bishop Ralph Dennis prayed and had the laying on hands of the newly installed pastor of the Greater Scripture Cathedral, my friend, Elder Clarence Darnell Long. And an official ceremonial service is forthcoming. They put it together, and they're going to have the formal service, but he has been formally installed as the pastor of the Greater Scripture Cathedral. And our prayers go out with him and during this time, this tough time. And look, and like the bishop said, look, you don't have to worry about filling your dad's shoes. You can't fill your dad's shoes because your name is not Clarence Lee. You're Clarence Darnell. And so God is going to walk with you. God is going to talk with you, and greater things will you do. So we stand in agreement with Bishop, and we touch it in agreement, and that the favor of God be upon Elder Darnell Long as he go forth in this new era in the life of Greater Scripture Cathedral. Our continuous prayers go out to Mother Joanne Long and to the rest of the Long family and the Scripture Cathedral. Well, it's time to get this program started. We're going to celebrate. Yes, we are, but I just had to recap that for you. So you know how we do it. Go on your social network, cell phones, let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration, the music, and the spoken word here on the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Bye. says, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City.
There remaineth a rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
Listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest. Like when an attorney says, I rest my case. Finish.
There remains a rest.
This is a powerful teaching.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our heart.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has
there
been rested.
Is rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished
there
work.
Remaineth a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day.
Rest.
He finished his work.
Finished work.
Okay, what is a finished work? Cursed is any man
that
hangeth on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. He took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross where he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He
healing finished. Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Say it again.
There is a rest.
There is a
rest.
It's a believer's
rest.
A finished one. Hey. And if you got this message, faith on. Come on, we're going to say this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk in the blessing.
Now that you know,
that you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go in.
Come on, let's go.
There remains a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there. Provision. There. Your joy is there. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah.
Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be calm. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest.
Tonight we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Alone. But you Let's be ready. Oh, used to hear Baptist hymn in the church. Y'all don't know this one. I promise you don't know this one. But it's going to set you free anyway. It's going to make you feel good in your soul. They used to sing a song when I was a little boy. They used to sing a song that in charge to keep my head. I thought they were saying, hey, Charles. They were saying, hey, charge. But they had one song that said, when I can read my title clear, a mansion in the sky, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eye. Is there anybody in the room right now that while you feel good in your body, while everything is working well, you already know you are on your way home? Let me hear you say, oh, on my way.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best.
What people talk to you ain't true enough.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well, my brother. What you know?
Yeah.
time, I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust.
Tonight we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Oh, What's up?
we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Hold me when I fear my every fall. Hold me when my heart is getting cold. Again, I want to rest in you. Now I'm standing on the word you promised me. Help me to remember that you
you're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.